fresh out of jail, California dreaming. Soon as I step on the scene, I'm hearing Hoochie screaming, fiending for money and alcohol. The life of a West Side player with cows out and a strong ball. Only in Cali will we riot, not rally to live and die. In LA we wear chucks, not valleys.
Yeah, that's right.
Dressed in loafs and khaki suits and ride is what we do. Flossing but have caution, we collide with other fruits. Famous because we program worldwide, let them recognize from Long Beach to Rosecrans. Bumping and grinding like a slow jam. It's West Side.
.5 WMFO Medford Boston, wrapping up our Thanksgiving show here on the Lounge Saturdays. What a great show that we had. And Sammy, thank you so much for staying with us here for the full 3 hours.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, I missed you guys.
I know. It's like you never left.
What a great Thanksgiving special we had, Danny. We got to thank everybody for checking in. We got to thank Chef Justin Cherman from True Taste Kitchens and Catering for being with us tonight. We got to thank Frankie Imbogamo for checking in, local actor and a foodie himself, the one and only Brian Baltazar from Today Show, Wendy Williams, HGTV. Thank you, Brian, for checking in. We appreciate it. Thank you to meteorologist Mark Rosenthal from weatherblast.com. And of course, thank to all you guys for keeping us on the air.
Yes, thank you. And have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Fill those bellies up. Fill them up.
Fill them up. It is the Lounge. We are out of here. Bubbles in the Think Tank is next. And let's end it with a little Adam Sandler, Danny. Yeah, that's right.
This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. I love you. Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that old strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl VD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven sister. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teagues poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye.
I'm using way to kick off your Thanksgiving week. And it is 11:03, now 11:04, according to that digital clock here at WMFO. And this is your freeform radio station. It is WMFO in Medford. And this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. Stay tuned. Now, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, it is 11:06. 11:06. Yes, 11:06, and you're still in tune with your freeform radio station. This is WMFO in Medford. Bubbles in the Think Tank. Two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable. Can't count them. One, two. Two silly hours that you could shake your stick at. And we're getting a little bit of a late start here, but that's okay. We're here and we're doing this. Belinda is not here, but I am not Belinda. And I'm here with my trusty comrades, Lady D and Solo the Dog. We are all here to fill Belinda's shoes, to bring you what you expect on Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that is 2 hours of silliness that we've been double-dong daring you since 1990. At least some of us have. I was a little late coming to the Bubbles train, you might say. But the 1990 version started way out there in Cincinnati, Ohio. And that's where Belinda is tonight, along with Chandler Travis and January Ferry. And we might tap into a little of that energy a little later on in the program. But we are in this program now, and it's a matter of life and living life and what is the meaning of life. These are things that have been occupying my mind this past week as we all live life until we die, and we all will die, some sooner than others, and that's we'll hear more about that during the radio obituaries coming up in a mere 52 minutes from now. Well, we say farewell to those who've passed in recent days, but how will we look at our lives when that time comes? Will we remember the life fondly, or will we be stepping into the darkness in fear? We hope not. But we contemplate some of these things here on Bubbles in the Think Tank and wonder about when life comes to its end for each and every one of us, what we would think about the purpose of life here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Alice in Wonderland through the looking glass. How did that happen? That's supposed to be over here. Sorry about that.
Oh, there you are! I might have known it would end up like this. To think of all the love and affection I've wasted on you. Well, if that's how you treat your poor old mother in the autumn years of her life, all I can say is, go ahead, be crucified. See if I care. I might have known it would end up like this.
Mom!
All young people
are interested
nowadays. I don't know what the world's coming to.
Cheer up, Brian. You know what they say. Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble. Give a whistle, and this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten. And that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. when you're feeling in the dumps. Don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle. That's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life.
Actually, the story goes that we dressed up as policemen once. It's not really true, because all we did was we put policemen's hats on and posed for a photograph. But everybody thought we'd dressed up as policemen. So, you know, we just played along with it. It's easier to go along with than deny, you know.
Waiting. pajamas. I ride out hot potato. It's tickling my fancy. Speak up now, I can't hear you. Here on this mountain top, oh, I've got some wild, wild life. I've got some news to tell you, oh, about some wild, wild life. Here comes the doctor in charge, oh, she got some wild, wild life. Ain't that the way you like it, oh, living wild, wild life. I wrestle with your conscience.
This is 1968, dearies, not 1948.
1968!
What have you got?
1968.
May I ask?
What the hell you got, 1968? That makes you so damn superior.
And gives me such a headache.
Well, if you really want to know, 1948.
I got life, mother. I got laugh, sister. I got freedom, brother. I got good times, man. I got crazy ways, daughter. I got million-dollar charm, cousin. I got headaches and toothaches and bad times too, like you.
I got my hair, I got my head, I got my brains, I got my ears, I got my eyes, I got my nose, I got my mouth, I got my teeth, I got my tongue, I got my chin, I got my neck, I got my tits, I got my heart, I got my soul, I got my back, I got my ass, I got my arms, I got my hands, I got my fingers, got my legs, got my feet, I got my toes, I got my liver, got my blood, I got life, mother. I got laugh, sister. I got freedom, brother. I got good times, man. I got crazy ways, daughter. I got million-dollar charm, cousin. I got headaches, toothaches, bad times, too, like you. My nose, my mouth, I got my teeth.
sure that I'm not getting two desserts. Cause the brulee's kind of brittle, and the flan is really loose. And I think our extra pillows made with duck instead of goose. I got quake instead of crisp, and the bacon was too crisp. We got problems in the first. Cause the beer is really hoppy, and the lawn's a little dry. The sloppy gel's too sloppy, and the paper's not too ply. And the news is all despair, and the remote is over there. We've got problems in the first world too.
Yes, we do have problems in the first world too. Problems. Problems with our lives. But we are living life and enjoying it where we can. That's brand new from Uncle Banzai from their album The Family Feast. And this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. I am not Belinda. And I'm joined here by my trusty darling, Diane, who's over there on the other microphone. And she's manning the Facebook page, or I guess womaning the Facebook page would be the more accurate term. Mm-hmm. For those of you out there who are joining us on the Facebook fan page. I know Belinda doesn't usually do a callback because the bulk of her audience, which is my audience tonight, is there on the Facebook chat group page, and they're following along on their computers and can see the Spinatron playlist. So there never really is a need for a callback, especially on long sets like that one. But, you know, we're running through the steam of life right now, and life and death, and in 28 minutes or so we'll get some more death as we will be doing the radio obituaries. But I also want to remind you, if it's not too late, to go to the Facebook page and cast your vote for the all obituary retrospective show that will be happening next Saturday night. Belinda will be here hosting that, and it's up to you guys and gals to determine which radio obituaries from the past year that she will then regurgitate for your entertainment and delight next Saturday night. So you can do that. In the meantime, the death part of the show comes with the radio obituaries, but at the end of life, there's also death, and we have to wonder how we would deal with that when we get there. Here's a thought or two about that. Here on your freeform radio station, this is WMFO in Medford.
Dad, this is gonna be a day.
Just shut up and sing, kid, before I kick your teeth in.
Same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. Oh, what a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go, all suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. Oh, we will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. Down by the old maelstrom, there'll be a storm before the calm, and we will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake, with complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. Oh, we will all char together when we char, and let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a tedium when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are. Oh, we will all burn together when we burn. There'll be no need to stand and wait your turn. When it's time for the fallout and St. Peter calls us all out, we'll just drop our agendas and adjourn. You will all go directly to your respective Valhallas. Go directly, do not pass, go, do not collect $200. And we will all go together when we go. Every Hottentot and every Eskimo, when the air becomes Uranus, we will all go simultaneous. Yes, we all will go together when we all go together. Yes, we all will go together when we go.
Thank you. I'm a modern man, a man for the millennium. Digital and smoke-free. A diversified, multicultural, postmodern deconstructionist, politically, anatomically, and ecologically incorrect. I've been uplinked and downloaded. I've been inputted and outsourced. I know the upside of downsizing. I know the downside of upgrading. I'm a high-tech lowlife, a cutting-edge, state-of-the-art, bi-coastal multitasker, and I can give you a gigabyte in a nanosecond. I'm new wave, but I'm old school, and my inner child is outward bound. I'm a hot-wired, heat-seeking, warm-hearted, cool customer, voice-activated and biodegradable. I interface with my database is in cyberspace, so I'm interactive, I'm hyperactive, and from time to time, I'm radioactive. Behind the eight ball, ahead of the curve, riding the wave, dodging the bullet, pushing the envelope. I'm on point, on task, on message, and off drugs. I got no need for coke and speed. I got no urge to binge and purge. I'm in the moment, on the edge, over the top, but under the radar. A high concept, low profile, medium range ballistic missionary. A streetwise smart bomb. A top gun bottom feeder. I wear power ties, I tell power lies, I take power naps, I run victory laps. I'm a totally ongoing Bigfoot slam dunk rainmaker with a proactive outreach. A raging workaholic. A working rageaholic. Out of rehab and in denial. I got a personal trainer, a personal shopper, a personal assistant, and a personal agenda. You can't shut me up. You can't dumb me down, because I'm tireless and I'm wireless. I'm an alpha male on beta blockers. I'm a non-believer and an overachiever, laid back but fashion forward. Up front, down home, low rent, high maintenance. Supersized, long-lasting, high-definition, fast-acting, oven-ready, and built to last. I'm a hands-on, foot-loose, knee-jerk head case, prematurely post-traumatic, and I have a love child who sends me hate mail. But I'm feeling, I'm caring, I'm healing, I'm sharing. A supportive, bonding, nurturing primary caregiver. My output is down, but my income is up. I take a short position on the long bond, and my revenue stream has its own cash flow. I read junk mail, I eat junk food, I buy junk bonds, I watch trash sports. I'm gender-specific, capital-intensive, user-friendly, and lactose-intolerant. I like rough sex. I like rough sex. I like tough love. I use the F word in my email, and the software on my hard drive is hardcore, no soft porn. I bought a microwave at a mini mall. I bought a minivan at a megastore. I eat fast food in the slow lane. I'm toll-free, bite-sized, ready-to-wear, and I come in all sizes. A fully equipped, factory-authorized, hospital-tested, clinically proven, scientifically formulated medical miracle. I've been pre-washed, pre-cooked, pre-heated, pre-screened, pre-approved, pre-packaged, post-dated, freeze-dried, double-wrapped, vacuum-packed, and I have an unlimited broadband capacity. I'm a rude dude, but I'm the real deal. Lean and mean, cocked, locked, and ready to rock. Rough, tough, and hard to bluff. I take it slow, I go with the flow, I ride with the tide, I got glide in my stride. Driving and moving, sailing and spinning, jiving and grooving, wailing and winning. I don't snooze, so I don't lose. I keep the pedal to the metal and the rubber on the road. I party hardy, and lunchtime is crunch time. I'm hanging in, there ain't no doubt, and I'm hanging tough, over and out.
Thank you.
It's really important with live radio that your lighting is perfect.
Homer Carr, there we are. It's All in Your Head FM, and we now turn our heads and yours to Viewpoint, where members of our listening community air their faith-based opinions on a variety of topics. Tonight's Viewpoint is from Dr. Harold Camping.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dr. Harold Camping from Family Radio Incorporated with an opinion. Yes, billions
of
years.
Now let's go back into history a little bit.
Oh. Am I on? Good evening. I'm Dr. Harold Camping from Family Radio Incorporated with a guest opinion. Billions of years ago, there was just a big bang in space. No one knows what caused this big bang. It just happened. And from this bang issued a huge rock. And on top of the rock was found a sweet, brown, bubbly substance. And over millions and millions of years, aluminum crept up the side and formed itself into a can. And then into a lid. And then into a pull tab on top of the can. And then millions of years later, red paint, blue paint, white paint fell from the sky and pulled itself into the words 12 fluid ounces. Do not litter. And you say, Dr. Camping, you're insulting my intellect. And so I am. Because we know that if a can is made, there must be a maker. And if it's designed, well, there must be a designer. To believe the soda can happened by chance is to move into an intellectual free zone. It's to have an echo when you think. It's to have brain liposuction. Think about that the next time you're enjoying your soda. I'm Father Harold Camping, and I thank you for this guest opportunity.
The views expressed on Viewpoint in no way resemble any viewpoints held by the Universal Media NetWeb, Negative Land, or It's All in Your Head FM. And after a 2-cent deposit may be returned.
The war was over several hours ago, and is speeding on aluminum people. galaxies inhabited by intelligent beings. The war is gone. Now we're on the other side of the planet. Visions from another lifetime, search for extraterrestrial life. Many tiny jewel violet flowers, giant green waves dancing, the paper-colored sun, the world at war, sealed in darkness, waiting to be born,
waiting to be born.
A new kind of light has rayed through a new openness, a new kind of light.
I swam through the slime and sludge of human degradation, through the stinking, suffocating, pulsating throb of a heart. I catapulted the clear disk of intelligence into the void of heaven, where celestial beings revealed themselves and angels ministered unto me in the apex of heaven. Oh, apes on heaven's earth, you will sprout a tail if you do not find yourself this time. Ya ya ga 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 ba 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 ba.
When I was your age, the phone was tied to the wall with a kinky, twisty, 3.5-foot cord. It's hard to believe, but it had a ring that could not be turned off or ignored. You couldn't choose the sound of the ring, it was just the sound we called the phone. We'd never heard of a ringtone. When I was your age, video games looked nothing like the illustrations on the box. All of the graphics consisted of nothing more than simple lines and dots. Missiles were just a few pixels, and the jungle swinging guy was a stick figure. Nothing bigger. When I was your age. When I was your age. When I was your age, we had this stuff called film. You would stick in a camera before you took a shot, and then you had to wait like a month until you could tell what photos you got. You would hand the film to a guy in a parking lot who lived in a booth. No shit, it's the truth. When I was your age, you had to wait till the movie was either in the theater or on TV. If you wanted adventure, you couldn't rent adventure, you just had to wait and see. And once you were watching, you couldn't stop or pause or even try to rewind. But hey, we didn't mind. When I was your age. When I was your age. As a grown-up, singing from the stage, I bet you can't believe I was ever your age. I was your age. When I was your age, I liked watching Star Wars, but I hear you like Star Wars more than me. I wanted to be Indiana Jones, and Dr. Jones is who you aspire to be. And I love playing with Legos, and Legos are what you currently build and rearrange. I guess some things never change. When I was your age, I didn't like doing homework, but when it was finished, it always felt real good. I didn't like brushing my teeth, but I brushed my teeth because Bert and Ernie said that I should. I didn't like listening to Mom, though I knew deep inside it was the right thing to do. And hey, so do you. You know what's true before you can say boo. You'll be my age too.
Green Acres is the place to be.
yes,